as I came towards the end of my art college, I got this inkling that there was this thing starting to happen called community art, and it was just like the lights came on. But it was very much fueled, going back to the question about the influence of the frescoes and things, it was very much fueled by that the idealisation of 15th century fresco painting in Italy, and that whole interest in murals started then.
And do you have a sense of where your interest in the sort of, I can't remember the exact phrase, socially engaged art, when that sort of began? If the focus at Edinburgh College of Art was very much on working towards the gallery and the art setting.
It had absolutely no place in the educational scheme of... I certainly didn't find out about community art through Edinburgh Art College. I doubt if any of the staff had even heard the word community art. They would have thought, if you'd said, what's community art? Most tutors at the time, would have said, oh, is that night classes in schools? You know, and I didn't really fully find out about it until I'd left. And at that stage, I mean, I was still living in a very shielded social bubble. My interest in it was very much based on theory, and it was based on, in as much as it was an emotional engagement with it, it was a self-centred one of, I don't want to be part of this, of creating trinkets for rich people. I want to do something worthwhile. But I had no experience of local community politics or local community groups, and I didn't have anything to relate it to in contemporary world.